The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 175, The Welcome Mat.
Scarlet, what do you mean, they're coming? Who are coming?
Just wanted answers, that's all. He killed my parents and nothing was done.
We know about that, but who is coming? When? Where?
You need to tell him what you know, Miss Jernigan. You might be able to save yourself a lot of trouble.
Trouble? You think I care about trouble? I've done nothing wrong, but my government has. I served with honor and my reward was a general discharge to cover up the vehicular manslaughter of my parents.
It was a terrible thing. But what you're about to do is far worse. You could be spelling the end of life on Earth as we know it.
They don't have bad intentions. They just want to come and monitor us before we destroy this planet. We're destroying it with greenhouse gases and pollution.
Again, who? Who is coming? And what do you know about the welcome mat?
I don't know anything about a welcome mat.
You said they were coming to monitor us. Do you know how strange that sounds? Coming from where?
It sounds too crazy.
Based on what I've seen in my line of work, I don't think crazy is possible.
How about aliens? Does that sound crazy enough for you? You heard me. Aliens. Little green men, except they look like us.
Did these people do or show you anything that would lead you to believe that they were aliens?
You see, I told you that you wouldn't believe me.
We're only trying to ascertain who these people are. How did they contact you?
Miss Jernigan, it would be in your best interest to answer him.
I think I want a lawyer.
Seriously? What will you tell them? I gave information to aliens who want to monitor us. What lawyer in his right mind would take you on as a client? On second thoughts, perhaps you're right. Let's get a lawyer right here now, and you tell him your alien story.
A lawyer won't do you much good. In fact, the organization that we have linked you to makes it worse for you than if you were selling secrets to the Russians.
They're on radar of every intelligence agency in the world. You and your partner, Leonard, are on their payroll.
I really don't know this Leonard guy. I never met him. They just told me he was a patriot helping them in New York.
What exactly did they want from you?
What about my rights? I have the right to remain silent.
You certainly do. But I strongly advise you to waive that right. Remaining silent will only hurt you. You will not be standing trial for anything given the sensitivity of this case.
They are aliens, aren't they? I knew it. I just knew it.
Look at me. I said look at me. And listen. The people you have been dealing with belong to a terrorist organization bent on destroying all governments on Earth. Their sole purpose is to create chaos and destroy all economies and our ability to communicate.
They said just the opposite. They want to help.
Yes, help. Help destroy us. That's what they want to do. Look at this man. Have you seen him before?
Why should I tell you anything?
Fine. How about this man?
That's...
Colonel Benjamin Korsky. The man who ran your parents off the road.
How did you find him?
Because, Miss Jernigan, this man was also paid a large sum of money by the same organization that paid you. He works for them.
They're paying him for what?
We don't know yet. But we suspect that he has deep connections, or perhaps he is being groomed for public office as a puppet. Now, look at this man again. You know him, don't you? You were providing information to him about this place.
We know that you are working for him. He wanted details on how to get down here and also get the layout.
His name is Hank. I don't know a last name. The people who paid me gave me his contact information. I was supposed to find a way down here and take photos for him. I don't know what he wants with this place. It looks like a museum of monuments and statues.
So you know nothing about these monuments?
This place makes no sense.
Mr. Gregory, kindly inform Captain Richards of our situation and have us send a car to pick us up.
Where are we going?
To somewhere safe, Scarlet. Your life is in great danger.
How long have we been walking? My feet are killing me.
Seems to me you'd be used to walking the streets. Wait, there's a merchandise store. Maybe we can buy you a new broom.
Why would I need a broom? Are you making some kind of a joke?
No, it's definitely not a joke. But she does have a point, Jaffra. We're about to run out of city to search.
There's a valley cutting across the northern sector here. Right up there is an observation deck. We should be able to see the old hotel from there.
Yeah, I can see the valley on the map here. It looks fairly deep. There's a bridge right here. It looks like the only crossing.
Let me see that. Yes, and it appears this mountain range traverses the whole length of the valley.
That means only one way in and one way out.
Well, they do have one other way out, and that's straight up.
Well, let's go up and see what we can see.
I hope you're not planning on going all the way to the top.
Just to this first platform, I think that'll be high enough. Just be glad this isn't a 2G planet, so then you'd weigh what I weigh, so stop complaining.
There's the hotel. I'm guessing you brought your binoculars?
What kind of bounty hunter would I be if I didn't? I don't see any outside activity.
What about Jomak's ship?
I'm searching. Wait, hold on. I think I see the top of his ship through those trees just to the west of the hotel.
According to the map, that's where the landing area is.
Here, you have a look.
Okay, where am I looking?
There's a communications tower, center field guidelines on it.
All right, crosshairs are on the tower.
Now look four segments to the left. What do you see?
I'm gonna guess that's the vertical stabilizer to the Canberra.
Then let's go. We got him.
Patience, Bella. We don't have anything yet. Team Alpha, Team Bravo, we have a visual.
You have eyes on me, ship? Where is it?
Charlie, this is Alpha. We're just getting into position. We have eyes on the hotel, but no ship.
Alpha and Bravo, we suspect we can see the tail of the ship. We aren't 100% sure if it's the Canberra. Rendezvous at the Valley Bridgehead and we'll plan from there. Charlie out.
I'm afraid that Jomak is too much of a hothead. He's liable to rush the place and scare everyone off.
You just worry about Bella. Leave Jomak to me. All right, let's move out.
There he is. What's so important that you had to call us off surveillance of the park?
We got a big break in Houston.
Really? What's going on in Houston?
The STIP Transfer Station Commander caught their suspected spy roaming around the station. Agent Simon was summoned there, and he interrogated her.
Sweet. Did he get any useful information?
He confronted her with the info on the money transfer. He pressed her pretty hard and said they had a line on the officer that ran their parents off the road.
Well, I bet that got her attention. Was that all it took to get her to talk?
He also told her that we had her counterpart here and he talked. Told us everything and gave her up for a deal.
Clever move. Maybe we should try the same thing on Leonard.
Way ahead of you, Nelson. Leonard's in interrogation right now waiting for me.
Oh, really? Well, how can you explain that to your people? You've only got a few IDF officers here.
He's a potential witness to an arson attempt. The only people privy to our questioning are IDF personnel. Come on, follow me.
So he thinks he's here as a witness to something.
Yeah, so he's in for a rude awakening. I'm going to start the interrogation with the Deepwater account. If I'm not getting anywhere, both of you come in with the news that Scarlet Jernigan turned out and implicated him.
Ooh, this is exciting. I've never done something like this before.
Just observe and chime in if you think of something to say.
If I think of something to say, are you serious?
What was I thinking?
You two go in here and watch.
Ooh, a two-way mirror, just like on TV.
Don't expect someone to come in here at the last second with incriminating lab results and say, "We got him."
Nope, that's going to be our job.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
So
I've told everything I know to investigators about the fire. Why aren't you recording this? Aren't you supposed to state my name and time? Things like that.
Number one, this isn't about the fire. Number two, this is not a matter of public record.
What do you mean, not a matter of public record? What's this all about?
I think you know what this is all about. Well, let's just cut the phony accent, all right?
I assure you, this is my accent. I demand to know why you brought me here, or I'm leaving.
Sit down, Leonard.
Maybe this interview is over before it even gets started. I want to exercise my rights. I want a lawyer.
Did I say you were being charged with anything? No. I just sit down, will you please?
This is outrageous. Why can't I have a lawyer?
You got something to hide?
Lawyer.
Ever heard of your Patriot Act, Leonard?
Here he comes.
Are you implying that I'm a terrorist? What is this?
The reason you're here, Leonard. What do you know about the Deepwater Company?
I sold them one of my developments. They were investing in New York real estate. There's no law against that.
No, but there is a law against aiding and abetting enemies of the United States.
That's ridiculous. I'm not saying another word. Charge me with something or I'm walking out of here.
Who are these people?
I'm Special Agent Nelson. This is Agent Merritt. We, along with Lieutenant Jocko here, are with the IDF.
The IDF, the Israeli Defense Force.
Hey, game time is over. Your counterpart in Houston gave you up.
What are you talking about? I've never been to Houston.
Look right here. Your name is on this money transfer. Only three names on it. You, Scarlett Jernigan, and Colonel Kosky. The company shut down after that. All three of you have been linked together. Miss Jernigan has already confessed and implicated you.
Yes, so don't play dumb. You know exactly what the IDF does, and you know all about Rage, too.
You're crazy.
You know about the IDF, Rage, and both Hank and Louis.
You know about the welcome mat.
And Stip Travel. We've gone through your financials. You were on the verge of bankruptcy until Deepwater came along.
Well, just like the other two, all three of you were recruited by Rage to assist Hank and Louis in a scheme that would threaten the safety of our planet.
Tell us everything you know about the welcome mat.
Listen, you people are crazy. I'm a landlord, not a terrorist. Now, I'm leaving unless you charge me. You haven't even read me my rights.
We're IDF officers, Leonard. We could care less about reading you anything. You are under the jurisdiction of the Intergalactic Defense Federation, the governing body of the Defense Force. You have the right to disappear and rot on the isolated lunar penal colony. Now talk.
All right. I was hired by these people you call Rage. They said that we were destroying the planet and they were going to send their people here to monitor us before we totally destroy our environment.
And you believed them? Oh, hello, Leonard. We're aliens from another planet here to save Earth. Would you like to help?
Well, it wasn't like that. I thought they were crazy at first. But then they showed me these laser pistols and things that we could only dream of.
Like what?
Like people walking right through stone walls and supposedly traveling cross-country in seconds.
Oh, that was Louis and Hank in Annapolis and Baltimore. Agent Barnes's first case as a detective.
We need to know what the welcome mat is and the timetable.
Look, all I know is that these people are sending some of their people to monitor us so that we don't destroy our planet.
And you believe them, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, I did. Why shouldn't I have?
If you fully believe these were aliens, why do you think they would want to save this planet? I mean, think about that seriously before you answer.
Well, maybe they were watching over us. Could it be that they were the ancient aliens who helped us build the pyramids?
No, Giorgio, I don't think so. These people, to use the term loosely, are bent on destroying our ability to communicate and function as a society.
They want to watch us slowly decay into anarchy and ruin.
And then move in and clean up.
I had no idea. I thought they were here to help.
We have two options here. One, we put you into protective custody.
And I lose everything I have.
Or two, you continue as planned and get us details. I have to warn you, however, that option two comes with a lot of risks.
I'm a first-generation American. I don't want to lose everything I've worked for. I'll do whatever you want.
Wait, how many are coming? And when?
All I know is very soon. As for how many, I think Louis said less than a dozen. But they were highly skilled scientists. They're supposed to be saving the planet.
You're gonna go back and act if nothing's happened. If Louis finds out you were here, just say you gave us information on an arson case. Kelly's will escort you out. We'll be in touch.
You think we can trust him?
I don't think we have a choice.
Well, Miss Jernigan, I presume?
Scarlet, let me introduce Captain Tracy Richards of the Houston Police Department.
I'm surprised that a Houston cop would be in on this whatever it is.
I'm not only the Houston police captain, I'm also an agent for the IDF.
There's that IDF thing again. What is the IDF anyway?
In your dealings with Deepwater and Hank, that never came up.
The only thing I know is that they were a group of scientists and ecologists who were concerned about the depleting ozone layer and pollution. They were assembling a group to infiltrate the science and political communities to put an end to our wasteful lifestyles.
And the part about being aliens.
That intrigues me the most.
You thought I was crazy when I said it. Why would I think your captain here would be any different? But if you must know, yes. They said they were from an alternate universe and wanted to save us. So go ahead and call for the men in white jackets.
There's no need for anything like that. This is very complicated. All you need to know is that whatever is coming our way is bent on destroying us, not saving us.
Tell us what you know. We can protect you.
I'll try.
You said some people were coming through the STIP.
Yes. Whatever that is.
It's a highly developed transport system used in the facility where you work.
The steam plant? You're telling me the steam plant is a train station?
Something like that. Now, did he tell you how many were coming and when?
He said at least 10, and very soon. He didn't give me a date.
The deep space STIP has a maximum capacity of 10. Scarlet, Hank and his counterpart, Louis, have seemed to have stepped up their intensity in the past couple of days. Do you have any kind of feel for a date?
He just said that soon the Earth's problems will be resolved.
When are you to contact him again?
I was supposed to take photos so they know how to get out of there. Unfortunately, you stopped me first.
Simon, I think it's time for Miss Jernigan to find out what a STIP is. Take her back to STIP Central. Let her get her photos so Hank doesn't get suspicious. I'll notify Mr. Gregory that you're coming.
Very well, Scarlet. Come with me. You're about to go on the ride of your life.
All right, everyone's here. Move out.
I'll be rear guard. Go ahead.
Ah, there she is. Miss Ship. Isn't she a beauty?
We should be able to surprise them. I've scanned the area with infrared and I don't see any guards or lookouts. Agent Barnes, are you picking up any transmissions?
Yeah, there's something, but the transmission is scrambled. It's like it's encrypted.
Well, that's strange. Keep monitoring. Maybe you can crack the encryption.
Will do.
I have movement.
What's happening?
I have 3 heat signatures and they're headed for the ship.
No. No, it can't be. We have to get there.
That would be a waste of time. It looks like your ship is ready for flight. We won't make it in time. Everyone back to the Mercury.
We can't just let them get away.
What are you going to do, Joe Mac? Flap your arms and fly? Let's move out.
Queen's Task Force, Jocko.
We got some details from Jernigan.
Lenny gave us some tidbits, too. What do you got?
Rage is sending 10 bodies through the deep space STIP to STIP Central. She believes that they were coming to save us from ourselves.
I'd say that's trustworthy intel. Lenny told us the same thing. We couldn't get a timeline on except feels that will happen very soon. We told him to go back and act normal until Louis contacts him. We have a bug on his phone.
We've done the same to Scarlet. She didn't know the time either. We sent her back to STIP Central to take recon photos for Hank so he won't get suspicious. I think with these 2 phone bugs, we'll learn something.
What could 20 people do to upset us worldwide?
We have to keep in mind what Hank told Sam. This operation will pretty much go undetected, so we can rule out bombing.
I agree. Also, both of our spies were told that Rage is sending scientists to fix our problems. What if they are sending experts to create catastrophic problems?
like releasing a pandemic or launching a computer virus to jam supply chain. We had a minor chaos here when one of our oil companies had a ransomware attack. It affected the supply chain for the whole Eastern Coast.
Imagine what they could do with 20 top hackers. You have a plan in place to stop them?
If they are using the deep space dip, then we should be able to stop them, even divert them to some place unpleasant.
We're in a different position. Deep space dip units don't come here. So we may be looking at sleepers from all over the country converging here. I imagine they chose New York City because they can do more damage from here.
We came to the same conclusion. Houston is a hub for commerce, banking, supply chains, even NASA.
That's pretty obvious. If we don't stop them now, it could spell disaster for civilization as we know it.
All right, everyone accounted for?
It appears so.
Look, enough talk. Let's get this bucket into the air. He's getting away with me ship.
Relax. I don't think he has the skill or the people for spaceflight. He's most likely headed somewhere else on this planet.
It's a big planet. Now get after him.
Calm down. Nate is correct. Your ship does have a transponder, right?
Well, yes, it does have one.
But you turned it off, didn't you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I might have forgotten to turn it on?
Turned it off? Okay, what were you hauling? You're obviously trying to run in stealth mode.
Well, maybe I was afraid of pirates. Ever think about that? Listen, we're wasting time here. Let's get airborne and get after him.
Skipper, I'm getting an error readout on the stabilizer servos.
Run diagnostic protocols. Everyone else, get yourself secured. I'm sure this won't take long. We should be able to track them with our own radar system.
All right, everyone. You heard the captain. Get strapped in and prepare for departure. Nate, is there anything I can do?
No, just get everyone secured. This shouldn't take too long. We can fly, but without the servo working properly, our flight controls will be very sluggish.
The Alpha bus circuit isn't testing out correctly. We'll need to either bypass it or replace it.
All right. The circuit boards are located in the access panel in Section A4 of the ship.
Well, I know where that is, but I'll need schematics.
Barnsey, go with her.
Wait a minute. Why does Grandpa need to go?
Because, young lady, I have the schematics in my temporal file.
Your temporal file? So, like everything else, it's all in your head.
This way. Here, take this chewing gum.
What for?
Because when their gums start flapping, they'll be doing something useful.
Oh, don't tell me. He used to work vaudeville.
Here we go. Right in here.
Hey, what are you trying to pull, old man? This isn't Section A4. What is this place?
You're right. It isn't. This is a safe room, lined with lead, so no sound, no signal, nothing can get out.
Look, I don't know what you want, what you think you can get away with.
Save it, Gabby. I know that you are the spy.
Gabby, a spy? Is this possible? And how will the Houston and Queens team stop the Rage Intruders? Find out as we begin Season 8 of the Hawk Chronicles with Revelation.